It was good. You know, it's you kind of talk about it. It's never as good as you think it is, never as bad as you think it is. So, yeah, certainly still a lot there to improve on. Did some good things, I think, especially in third down and red zone areas. You know, but certainly some things to learn from as well. You gotta do it just as good during the good times. So, yeah, kind of build on it.
Looking at those two incompletions that you had, do you feel like those are both plays you could have had?
Well, certainly the check down to Nile kind of got out of whack there. Was, you know, kind of got out of rhythm, was going to spit the ball to the left there and a little miscommunication, but certainly had Nile on the check down and just a better ball. Puts us in a much better situation there after the penalty. Yeah, then the one to Kelsey, you know, had some pressure, and then he's stumbling. And, you know, yeah, it's fine line there. Certainly, you know, there was some color behind him. Didn't want to airmail one at all. But if you're going to miss, was going to miss down. But, yeah, it was certainly a huge opportunity there. I mean, if you hit that, it's probably a walk-in touchdown. So both really, really good opportunities and you know, coming down to kind of little things, fundamentals.
Do you think you got enough accomplished? And because Andy says you may or you may not play just a smidge in the final game. Do you think you got where you wanted to be in the preseason? If so, tell me why. If not,
I feel like we got a lot of work. Yeah. You know, a lot of work. It was good. You know, all these three games up to this. Yeah, I feel like we, you know, got good looks from different defenses. You know, going out there, you know, that game experience, the kind of game speed, it is different. So getting ready to kind of ramp up for the regular season. So certainly feel like we're in a good place. Feel like I'm in a good place. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
You want to play?
Yeah, I mean, I always want to play. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen here.
You guys obviously have had some injuries and some shuffling around at the line in front of you. It looked like they performed better in game three. Is that a good sign in case, you know, guys aren't healthy all year long?
Yeah, I thought they played great versus a really good front, you know. Thought they played really good and not surprised by it. I think certainly, you know, you had guys that were playing some new positions, young guys stepping in, playing for first times. And not surprising to obviously see. I think they continue to get better, you know, as time goes on and they get more reps under their belt. And I think that's what you expect. Those guys work extremely hard, take a lot of pride in what they're doing. Was happy for them. They played really, really well. You know, really what make us go up front, those guys. They certainly got us going a couple days ago.
When your line gets back to full strength, whenever that is, hopefully by the opener for you, what's the ceiling for them? How good can this line be?
I mean, I think, like I just said, I mean, it certainly kind of starts with those guys, and I feel like they do make us go and give us a spark. And I think the good thing is, you know, even though we've had some injuries, though, it creates depth. You know, now you've had opportunity for some other guys to step in and play and gain experience, and it only adds to the team. You know, and you got a bunch of guys now that have had experience playing and playing different positions, and that's what you need during the regular season. Because stuff happens, you know, especially with those guys in the trenches, and guys have to step in and move, and you know, so I think it's a good thing to have that kind of depth.
When you guys are putting together the game plan for the week, how good is Andy at kind of taking sort of things you do well and some of the things that you like doing and forging that into whatever he's got in mind?
I mean, he just has such a good feel, I think, for everybody. I mean, I think we joke about it out here, but Coach doesn't miss anything on the practice field. I mean, doesn't miss anything. I mean, doesn't need the tape. I mean, he sees everything out here. I think he has such a good feel for all of us, myself included in that, and kind of having a feel for, yeah, things that we do well, things we like, things that fit us, and that fit the bigger picture as a whole. You know, we all kind of have to fit together to make it work. Yeah, he's good at it. You know, he's been doing it for so long. I think the thing that's most impressive is just not cookie cutter. It's always kind of changing, always evolving. He's, you know, always coming up with new things, and it is kind of custom to us. Yeah.
You've been doing this a long time now, so how common is it for a coach to, you know, be willing to maybe bend a little more on some of the things you do well as opposed to trying to force you into a system?
I think it's rare because I think the common thing is the longer time coaches have been doing things and people in general, the easier it is to get stuck in your way. So I think it's credit to Coach how long he's been doing this, and he's still just it's always changing. It's always evolving. He's always looking to get better, always trying new things. And, you know, I think especially within the label of the West Coast, so often that gets labeled as just this playbook, and we just run this playbook. And with Coach, you know, there are no boundaries.
With the script on Friday, like, kind of, I mean, you never really know how it's going to turn out. But did you have a
feeling? Yeah, you know, it was interesting just because we were looking at last year's Tennessee stuff. We were looking at stuff from the Steelers because, you know, Coach LeBeau headed over there. And so you're trying to get a feel. And we played both those teams last year. And you're wondering, you know, which type it's going to be. So I felt like we had a lot of things we were prepping for as far as, like, styles of play and what they might give us. So you're trying to get ready for all that. I felt like Coach, you know, it's such a nice blend of things. You go out there and you play fast. It's good versus all. And then certainly things that I felt like he anticipated and dialed up for us. Yeah.
How far in advance do you do that? I mean, obviously you got Romeo Crennel coming up the first week.
Yeah, I mean, the opener is different in the sense that if the staff is returning, yeah, you can get a beat on all their stuff from the prior year. Certainly as the preseason goes on here, you're only getting that as the weeks go on. You know, and then with new staffs, you're starting fresh, you know. So, yeah, certainly with the opener, when there's a returning staff, you can get even some of that stuff done in the offseason. Yeah.
Ben Grubbs said back at OTAs he was a little apprehensive as far as speaking up because he wasn't comfortable yet with what
yeah,
he was doing.
Yeah.
Says he talks a little bit more now that he's more comfortable. What have you seen from him as far as his leadership in that group and being more vocal?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their own style. Everybody does it a different way. And certainly with Ben, yeah, coming in and I think new guy and wanted just to come in and get to work. But there's a lot of ways to lead, and I think certainly just the way he goes about his business is so good for some of the younger guys we have here. Here's a guy that's been doing a long time at the highest level. And just to see the way he prepares, to be in meetings with him, to watch him practice, watch him play, those are all good things. And, yeah, certainly I think as time's gone on, and you just get to know each other, you know, and certainly Ben has continued to be more vocal, especially with the guys in that room with us, what he's seeing.
That calm demeanor that we talked about before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's calming. You know, certainly you've had a guy that's been tested before and been in there and been through a lot. So it's certainly stepping into the huddle, you know, calm. He's assured of himself. And I think that kind of rubs off on some of the younger guys, definitely.
All right. Last one more. Yep. Aaron, you know, had rough first.
Yeah.
There. When he came over the sideline, he was a veteran. He really bounced back. What's that going to mean for him, I guess?
I thought he did a great job, you know, especially after, you know, yeah. You know it before anybody else, you know, as a QB, you throw that ball and you're sitting back there. You know it before it even happens, you know, that and stuff like that's going to happen. And I thought he did a great job of really kind of flushing it and said this after the game, just kind of playing his way out of it, you know, and just coming back and moving on to the next play. And all of a sudden he put a few successful plays together. And then all of a sudden, he made a couple of plays in that game that I thought were very, very real, very, very good plays. I mean, top of the line plays. I mean, that throws and anticipating things and seeing it, you know. And I thought to play his way out of that, especially as a young guy, that you know, it could certainly would have been easy to get bogged down by that.